Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to part 33 of 120 of the Shmiras HaLashon Project, To Think Before We Speak. In this section, the Chafetz Chaim addresses the topic of people who critique a Torah presenter in a way that they are making fun and trying to limit the impact of his Torah presentation by mocking it. So the Chofetz Chaim begins by pointing out, Osur al pi hadin, it is certainly forbidden, lahalig mimenu, to make fun of the presenter, velomar, and to say, she'ein bidroshosav mamish v'she'ein ma lishmoa. To say about a person's presentations that they're meaningless, there's nothing there, nothing to listen to, that's certainly prohibited to be said. Even if it were true, halo lashon hara asur afilu alemes. Lashon hara is, even if it's true. Matoeles mechaven amalig umeslotzeitz achar ze beleitzanuso. What benefit will possibly be derived by this person who's busy mocking? He writes in the footnote, for example, for a person to say, Hadarshan ba'atzmo eina yodea mahu medaber. Even the speaker doesn't know what he's talking about. Ha ha ha. It's a brilliant comment in the world of mockery, but it's totally unacceptable from the perspective of Lashon Hara. One of the topics that emerges from this selection, before we go into the detail with which the Chafetz Chaim deals with this, is that if a person chooses not to go to a specific lecture, if he's confident with himself and makes a decision that particular lecture is not for me, then from the confidence that he has, he's able to, from a good place, say, it's not for me. Whereas if a person's very weak emotionally, they feel the need to justify themselves by knocking other people down and by criticizing. And to a certain extent, this selection is simply another example of a healthy person emotionally is just in a safer place, because when he needs to express himself, he can do so in a kosher way. One of the reasons that people think entitled to critique a Torah presenter is that they think it's like politics. They're entitled to criticize. Person takes a certain political position, and other people are entitled to disagree. Not every person who gets up to give a Dvar Torah is opening himself up for criticism. A person certainly can agree or disagree with the Dvar Torah. We do that all the time in a Beis Medrash. But if the person's words aren't as clear as they ought to be, or we don't like what they say, so we want to find liberty to critique them as a criticism, that's not the way of Torah. That's not what the person opened himself up for when he made an effort to teach Torah and do the presentation. Chafetz Chaim points out that if there's truly something wrong with his presentation, l'yoitz lo achakach beino levein atzmo, you can call him aside and you can give him advice. You can tell him he shakes too much during his presentation. The shtender became a seesaw. Tell him in a way that's productive, but privately, not in public, not in a way that's going to make fun of him. If he doesn't make eye contact, so let him know privately that that's the way you can communicate better. Uve'etza zu, and if you did it this way, hayamekayim gamkin ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, you would be helping him, and it would be an opportunity to show that you really care. In the footnote, the Chafetz Chaim observes that ultimately any Torah presentation is impossible to please everybody. It really depends on the listener, because some people want a pirush chadosh. They want something novel and new. Yesh lachakira. Some people enjoy lundus. Yesh lemishalim. Some people like a good mashal. And if a person is to say she'ein v'dvarav mamish, that what he's saying is nothing, that's totally a person's own perspective, and it's certainly not true on the general public, because this is not something that objectively he didn't say. He didn't say what you were hoping to get. Also in a footnote, Chaf Hei, the Chafetz Chaim explores the concept of Ape Telosa. Is something considered public information already by the fact that he presented publicly, and therefore are you permitted to relate whatever negativity you wanted to? And the Chafetz Chaim points out three bullet points, really, why it's not permitted on the grounds of public information. Number one, as we mentioned, it's impossible that everybody will agree, good or bad, on any speech. And therefore, what you're relating, that it's bad, is simply not true. Likewise, the same way that you have three people that think it was a terrible speech, you have three people who think it was a great speech. And on the grounds of public information, it's not public information that you could say the damage is already done. On the contrary, some people love it, some people don't. And finally, Hecha shemiskaven lahatim es hadavar kedei leganos. If a person is trying to do bad, trying to degrade the other person, we already said that ape telosa is not applicable. It's only when it comes up in the course of conversation without any intent to damage, which is not the case over here. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.